you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb head. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom show from our respective homes. I'm Big J. Oakerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Hello.
Of course, we got the reigning defending Ellis Mania champ, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
You know, I got to be honest with you.
He'd be flipping his shit if one of us were just playing a video game. I'm going to go grab my Switch.
Hold on. You're not understanding, Jay. I have to start training for our Gun in the Butt Challenge. This is my first time. I literally just learned how to pass it. All right. How do I shoot it? Oh, I shot it.
Where?
All right. I'm going to go with Jay on this one.
I shot it. Fine. Here. I'll turn it off.
Oh, it's over, Jay.
You just paused it.
It's over. Lewis learned how to pass, and then he said it's over.
I shot it. It didn't even go in. I shot it.
Oh, I shot it. Oh, I shoot the ball. That's how you win.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this game, but I'll tell you right now, for the 1 second I played just now, it was the first time I ever played it. Okay, and I was just trying to create a profile just so I could train later on my Twitch channel.
This is just overwhelmed.
It was just Twitch.tv.
Lots of people are moving.
Oh, God. How many do I control?
Go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, because I'm going to be training to beat Jay in our next Gun in the Butt Challenge. Jay, I wasn't going to take you up in the offer because you've been playing this game so – I've never played this game, but you've been playing it so much. But after even just playing for a second, I was
you played 2K before just years ago.
Literally
Xbox
12 years
360.
ago. Yeah, 12 years ago we played, and I was terrible at it. I was not good at video games then. I have a little more video game mechanics now.
Yes, you do, for sure.
And what I'm telling you, like, I was on the fence. I was like, should I do this? After just shooting that ball just one time with that guy from the Phoenix Suns.
Man, you know what's going to humiliate you?
What?
This game has great animation, Dave. You'll appreciate this. If you time a block properly, like something that's close up, if it's like a back down and the guy tries to shoot over you, if you time the jump right, it does like a one hand, like rip the ball out of the air. Like it takes it down. Instead of being like a slap block, like they have like actually take it out of the air block. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Here, I'm turning my PS5 off. So, but the point is,
I took one shot, you felt that sweet clank against the rim, and you said, all right.
It was an air ball. Nearly impossible in the game, but it was somehow an air ball. No, I passed it around between my whole team, and it felt good. I felt the rock in my hand.
Do you remember who shot it?
Fuck, I would have turned the thing back on. That would have been a great question.
Devin Booker?
I don't know. Probably not. If it was the guy that was supposed to shoot, probably not, because it was not a very far off shot. And it fucking
Chris Paul?
I'll
tell you this. Train yourself on lower level, Lewis. Train yourself on rookie or like norm, whatever the second one up is for difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
To get like the mechanics down, but I'm going to be coming at you with Hall of Fame skill.
Are you really trying to do a Gun in the Butt on this? You're saying you're going to beat me by 20 points.
Yeah.
20 points in this game.
Yeah. Seven minute quarters.
7 minute quarters. No, that's crazy, Jay.
Why? That's pretty standard.
What do you mean?
Nobody plays that long. Really?
Yeah. How long do you think the game's supposed to take? 10 minutes? It's like a 35, 40 minute game when you play it.
Okay, fuck it. 7 points, 20 points, 25 points.
Nope.
25 points. No, but we actually already bought. We went, me and Shannon on the Real Ass Podcast went on to Amazon and we bought an NES controller for like Duck Hunt controller. Duck Hunt.
That's the one.
So that's where we're using that. 25 points.
No, 20.
Will you? Can I pull the curtain aside, Jay?
Sure.
Can I? Do you mind? Because you said this to me in confidence. So I'm just going to blow this up on you right now.
I did?
You did. After the last show, when we talked about this, the initial bet,
you saw, you can see what I said. Yeah. It wasn't confidence. It was funny when you were leaving, right? I got no dab butter from you.
Talkie. He takes me aside and he goes, hey, just so you know, I think we would have beat you by 40 points, but I said 20 just to play it safe.
Yeah. I think there's a chance I could beat you by 40.
40 points? Oh, Jay, don't. The problem.
No, I'm not making a bet. I'm not making a bet on that. Maybe not. Maybe I beat him by fucking 22, but he will lose 20 points at least. Dave, you played NBA enough.
20 points goes 20 points, and it's a victory for Jay. 19 points, and it's a victory for Lewis.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Am I this 20, good? Jay, everyone will spend time wondering, am I this good or do I love guns in my ass?
Jay, 22 points. Make this bet.
Nope.
22 points. You're so confident. What is an extra 2 points? What is one little fucking bucket? One little ducket?
Nope.
You'll be putting a gun in my ass. And here's the thing. The first time out, Jay, I shit you not, I would not have let you put the gun in my ass. I would have welched on that bet. There's no way. Now, this time, I have to let you put the gun in my ass. You let me fuck you with a gun. Uh-huh. So if this happens, you're going to be able to fucking shove that gun right up my ass.
Yes. Yeah. NES controller. That's a deep points. Tang.
22 points.
20.
Nope.
You shot the ball. Remember, you just airballed. You're great. You're doing good.
Nope. Well, say, I guess you don't want retribution that bad.
Are you good at timing with games? It's a big timing thing.
I'm great with timing games. It's one of my big strong points.
Oh, then you're not going to lose by 20 points. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Bobby Hutch says, how about an extra pump?
For every point over 20?
For every 2 points over or under 20. Okay. Well, we're not fucking each other with a gun, Bobby, you sick fucking piece of shit.
Lewis?
I mean, if Jay wins by 40.
Lewis, I'm gonna put my hand on your shoulder while I fuck you with it.
Let me tell you something. By the way, on camera, that looks so great to pantomime. If you do that, you gotta put your hand down a little bit more. Oh, yeah. It looks like you're really giving it. Doggy, I'm telling you right now, first of all, we're not fucking each other with a gun. We're simply placing a gun in the other one's butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not like you pump it. We never pumped it.
It's almost saying, like you're
Bobby saying we add an extra
hey,
level.
Can I hold that gun? It's friendly.
It's being fucked with a gun by your friend.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. That's actually way crazier. And also, if you look at the
gay tip, gun sex,
pull up the tip of the NES controller. It is a weird.
Oh, it's right. It's shape. Also, I think this one, it also has like the thing on it, doesn't it, though? You might have to break that off.
What?
The target
thing. In your ass.
Break it off in your ass. No, you know, doesn't it have that or no?
No, like it has like a little.
The little fin on the front.
Yeah, it has the fin for sure. You can't break it off.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's not made for putting it up.
I mean, here's the problem. Getting
where is
the
it
first,
made exactly for that, Dave?
Well, the picture. So getting to the first section, like halfway down, is actually not that bad. Once you get over the tips, the tip's not that bad.
Oh, that's all you got to take. Pretty bad. That's all you got
to
take.
No, you got to take it to the knuckle. You got to take the knuckle and you go pew, pew.
You'll do internal damage.
No, yeah, you can't do that. I won't do that to you.
All right, fine. We'll just
lose. I am disturbed by what you can take up your butt that you even thought that was like.
I'm not planning on losing this game. I'm trying to. Jay is way too confident in his ability to do anything.
Right.
Like he said, I could play with any team in the game, any team. So that means I can play with an all-star team if I want.
No. Any team, like NBA team.
No. See, now Jay is changing his mind.
An all-star. I'll let you use an all-star team if we play on like superstar level difficulty.
What does that mean? I thought we're playing with each other.
Yeah.
But that means, man, Lewis, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
If you have to ask this question, you're not going to win.
But I still have a month to train.
It's how difficult it is. Like, it makes like the target for hitting three pointers and shots like more difficult. Not like it's not as easy. If you know, you could bang three pointers all day.
What difficulty do you normally play on?
What do I play on at home? Yeah. Now on PS5, I'm doing Superstar, but I did Hall of Fame on PS4.
Superstar is what?
Second to hardest, and Hall of Fame's hardest.
And what's before that?
Bobby, you might want to look that up.
JG hasn't been there so long.
All-star. Yeah,
I feel like I'm an all-star, even and without then, playing the game ever. I feel like I'm already an all-star.
And then what's after that? Rookie?
Is it pro?
Hold on, I'm looking
at it. Pro. Yeah, pro.
Pro, all-star, superstar is how it used to be.
I think it's rookie. I think there's a lot of them. I think it's rookie, pro, all-star, superstar, Hall of Fame.
They've made some advances since I got out of the game.
Some strong.
I'm actually excited to play this game. I haven't played anything but shooting children in a long time.
Aw. Now you can shoot the lights out for
children. I was playing Crash Bandicoot earlier today just to mix it up because they have like the old Crash Bandicoot, which I never played Crash Bandicoot ever. Did you?
No.
That was not my jam either.
No.
Yeah, he's like a...
But Lewis, like I said, if we play on very hard difficulty, you can use an all-star team, or you can use you could use the best team in the NBA.
Maybe. And all right, let's figure it out.
You could also use the best team in the NBA for video games, which Dave will back up is not always the same thing. While the Lakers are actually not that great, it turns out,
in real life, the Lakers are
amazing.
Sure. I don't give a fuck. I will have I have a team of people that will be helping me get good enough to beat you in this game. Not only am I going to not lose by 20 points.
I have a team of people that will get me there. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, and the entire All-Star West.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Bugs Bunny.
Bill Murray will manage the team.
A character I created who's perfect.
I started playing Crash Bandicoot, which is I guess he's a dingo. Do you remember wasn't there commercials? Is he a dingo? I think he might be. I have no idea. Pull up isn't there a commercial where he was like, fuck you, Mario? He's like he's got a megaphone, right? I don't know if he's Australian, but I think Crash Bandicoot is supposed to be Australian.
Maybe.
And he's like, fuck you, Mario. I'm here to take your baby.
No,
do you remember the commercial?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, look, he's outside of the Nintendo headquarters. You don't remember this, dude?
Oh, that's hilarious.
This was on PlayStation.
Plumber boy, mustache man, your worst nightmare has arrived.
Oh, it's Dennis Leary voice. Never mind.
Were you here? Check it out. What do you think about that? We got real time, 3D, lush organic environments. How's that make you feel, buddy? Feel a little like your days are numbered?
I'll tell you what it made him do. Was it they made started making 3D Mario games?
I know. They really motivated. It was like when Obama made fun of Trump at that dinner. Like, they really motivated Nintendo. They're like, okay, we'll do fucking open world and change the fucking. Now what is Crash Bandicoot doing? Mario's a fucking empire. Crash Bandicoot's a drunk Australian fucking loser.
Oh, I had my day though. Remember that? I still get chicks talking about that time I went to Nintendo and yelled a bunch of stuff and sucked my dick and Mario and Luigi fags.
Crash Bandicoot's like giving personalized happy birthday messages to fans for $20. He's got a GoFundMe. Mario's in a mansion somewhere.
Crash Bandicoot's on Cameo.
I got recorded saying something racist, had sex with an underage girl, and here I is.
But hey, mate, it was the 90s, you know? It was just a different time. But Bandicoots are what I call Australians. That's my racist term for Australians.
Did you see? So there was some article today that said Pete Davidson may be responsible for ending Miley Cyrus and Kim Kardashian's friendship.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
Why is Pete fucking? Pete tried to smash Miley on her New Year's Eve gala.
I mean, my assumption would be that he just did.
Dude, it's so funny. Because did you? We watched a little bit of it. I had James and Bianca here and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
It was Miley Cyrus's.
It was funny. The last 5 minutes of it. So I was in Providence, and the last 5 minutes of my set, they dropped the screen down and put on the Pete Miley Cyrus thing, and I was like, turn the volume off, and I just spent 5 minutes just doing Pete's work. I was like, Saul, fuck you, I'll fuck you, probably. I'll fuck everybody who's ever been attracted to anyone ever. I fuck the same girls that your grandfathers were excited about and your sons.
Yeah. So is that what happened to Pete fuck Miley?
I don't know. It wouldn't blow my mind.
No.
I don't think it would blow anyone's mind.
Miley is like less impressive than the last three girls that Pete fucked.
Oh, Pete would be doing her the favor.
No, yeah, yeah. I'm not arguing that he's doing her the solid. I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Do you
is
think
that, like,
Pete Davidson would bless that fucking has been with his cock? In your mind?
I'm saying if he's with Kim Kardashian.
Wait, so what is this? Alex says Kim unfollowed her on all platforms.
She unfollowed Miley on like Instagram, TikTok, all platforms after New Year's.
Who would do that? What type of adult would unfollow another adult on all platforms for any reason?
I know.
She's like, a genius. That, now she knows we're all going to be talking about whether Pete's fucking Miley or not.
If somebody was like, you should unfollow somebody, I go, I don't know if I follow them.
I don't know how to unfollow somebody. I would have, you know what? To follow somebody, it's one button.
Yeah.
To unfollow somebody, it's two buttons. That's too much effort.
Which two buttons? I'll just pretty sure
unfollow the same and button. Then no, it goes unfollow, and then you go, are you sure you want to unfollow this person? Be like, yeah. Like,
I've made it to the unfollow, but I've never been sure.
I think
like I'm unfollowing you. Are you sure?
No, I'm not. Right?
No,
I'm not completely sure.
Let me see. How could I ever be completely sure? Are you going to go unfollow? Are you going to go unfollow Miley Cyrus?
I'm going to unfollow Brendan Sagalow right now. See, look, just to see. Look, following. Ready? I hit the following button, and now I have to hit unfollow Brendan Sagalow. So it already says following. When I click on following, then I have to hit unfollow. So it's two clicks versus simply. I mean, let me make sure. If I,
Lewis, we all know you're right about this. You don't need to do a science experiment.
Jim Brewer, I don't follow Jim Brewer. Let's see. Following? No, I am following him already. Damn it. Shut up, Jim Brewer. Randy Quaid. Hold on. Ready? Follow. Dude. One click.
Damn it. Follow him already.
Lewis, no one challenged
Luke Wilson.
You.
What if this was like the beginning of like a crazy relationship I have with Randy Quaid? This is the moment.
This is it. Well, he's off his fucking rocker.
I know. You literally just right now, Lewis gets a follow back. What? That was quick.
Dude, huge DM, fan. Thanks for the DM follow.
From Randy Quaid.
Yeah, how funny Randy Quaid, but Randy Quaid became like a character he would play.
Yeah.
Like he played that character before, like, just like the wacky fucking like out of control guy. And just,
why
like,
do you think he played it so well?
Yeah, really. He seemed to have gotten it, but it was just, they were just setting him free, I guess. Yeah, Lewis, you're going to take that gun up your butt. Bob it a bob, bing, bang, boom.
We'll see. I have a month. I have a month.
We're agreed. If you're willing, so we agreed 22 to points. 20 points.
22 yeah. points,
there,
I said.
Is there 22? An article?
22 points.
You agreed to that, Jay? Article speculation? What? No, 20 points. I didn't agree to that. 20 points, I said.
I guess we'll sit here in negotiations then.
I get right. Dave, would you say it's a pretty fair deal that I've also said, not only have I given him a 20-point spot, that also I said he can use an all-star team if he's willing to play on a harder level?
I think the all-star team on superstar level is reasonable. And then you said if it's not an all-star team, all-star is a level.
If it's not an all-star team, yeah.
Then all-star is the level. Okay, I think that's reasonable. Listen, guys, we all want to see a gun in the butt challenge here. Lewis is saying 22 points, Jay saying 20 points. I think the obvious thing here, make it 21 points.
No.
Superstar if Lewis uses an all-star team.
No.
All-star for a regular team. No negotiations.
On points.
Yeah, he's afraid of this. He's afraid of it, and he knows that this is a bad
bet. I'm afraid to not win by 20 points plus.
He is spotting you 20 points, Lewis. It's a lot of points.
So 22 points is my final offer. So if he doesn't, if he wants a retribution, if he wants to put a gun into my ass, I'm up.
No, I've made too many concessions already. No, it's fine.
You made no concessions.
You bought a fucking controller for nothing.
Jay, you've made no concessions.
I've made 20 concessions.
You stopped at the concession stand and bought extra snacks. Yes, you're right about that. But you made no concessions. You simply...
Jay, they ran out of concessions and Jay started making his own concessions.
Laugh at your own joke. I don't need any fucking stamina or endurance for a video game.
That's true. That is true. Your whole strategy from real basketball is
I'll tell you who's got great endurance. Joel Embiid.
I don't even know who that is. I don't care who that is.
You're gonna find out. You might want to figure out.
Maybe
that is.
I guess. Well, I guess we'll see because you don't want to.
Can I tell you another concession I'm making? Party till I die with my head held high. Fuck them all. Fuck them by. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Make the dollar. Make it work.
You make me laugh. Doggy, you want to come? You made no concessions. You said 20 points, and then I said 25
points. Let Dave be the
points.
Judge of this, please, because, Dave, is this please. A concession also?
Please.
That I will and Lewis would have no idea. If I played with the Sixers and had Ben Simmons starting on the team, Lewis would not be any the wiser for it. I absolutely am going to play with the lineup without Ben Simmons.
For sure.
The current lineup of the Sixers? The current lineup,
yeah.
All right.
I'm going to play injury-free, but Ben Simmons will not play. He is an all-star player. He's the second best player on the team, if not arguably the first most in a video game. And I will not use – he's not even in the game.
Sure. Yeah, that's a concession. That's definitely – I judge that a concession. Jay, listen, Jay might concession himself into a gun up his butt, Lewis. That's what you got him to do last time.
No. I'm standing firm at 22.
I'm going to write concession.
So let's move on. You're scared. Let's move on. I'm not scared. Let's move on. I'm standing firm at 22 points. Hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this. Wow, it's just 2 points, Jay.
Buddy, let's lay it out. Lay it out on fucking anything that you want to have a vote on. I've made one of all you
guys,
the concessions.
If one of you guys backs down off this, and then the difference in the score is that number that you back down off of, that's best case scenario here. Just no matter where it is. Area. Yeah, no, it's just that Jay finally goes fine 22 points and he wins by 21 points.
No, that's what Lewis is doing. Lewis is trying to play to my sense of ego. But Lewis should have more ego in this because I've made all the concessions. I've made nothing but things easier for Lewis.
I guess. I'm just, you know, I'm failing to be interested in this bet. I have already fucked you with a gun on camera.
And I don't want to be fucked with a gun. So
I don't need to. It wasn't even that enjoyable for me the last time, to be honest with you. You know, you need retribution. You need to fuck me with a gun. I'm going to feel whole.
I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to feel your hole. I'm going to go like this on either side of your asshole and then watch it like open you up.
Please.
It is true. Please. Lewis makes a good point. He already did fuck you with a gun. He doesn't need this. You need, like, when the angel of death visits Jay, he's like, no, I'm not ready yet. Have to fuck Lewis.
I know we'll beat Lewis definitely by 20 points. The ego here is Lewis not to, I've said I will do this so much that I will risk gun in the butt again against your gun. And I've made all the concessions. Everything that's changed to make things more difficult for themselves has been me.
That's true, Lewis. Have you made
Lewis
any concessions?
Done nothing. He's made zero concessions.
Lewis, we're gonna play on a fucking all-star level. Right, where I've never played this game before. The concession that I'm making is that I've never touched this game.
That's not true. We all saw you touch it. You passed.
Well, I just
and you
touched
shot.
It. I passed the five times. I passed five times. I'll be honest. I passed a few times, and then I shot that ball, but I missed. It wasn't an air ball. I'll be honest now. Lewis, right. We're getting serious about this.
Lewis is bragging about his five passes. He goes, "That's five completed passes."
What is that? A first down?
Well, look, well, I guess we'll figure it out. Hopefully we can come to an agreement here because I think the fans would love to watch it on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PR Rattlesnake. And I think that the Skank fans would love to watch you get fucked with a gun again.
Yeah. No, it's Dave, a win-win for Dave, everyone who's not risking a gun in the butt.
And Lewis will put the work in for something that he really wants to do. We've seen this before. So in a month's time, he might be substantially better. But I think there's one of those chances where like I just nonstop steal it from him. Hit those passing lanes.
Can I say as well?
I don't think he knows the mechanics of the game.
Let me make this very clear to you, Jay. It's a month from when we make this agreement. So I would
get to push the agreement off for the next 6 months? Nah.
No. It's a month.
No, Lewis is trying to incentivize you.
We made the agreement. We made the agreement last week.
We did not make the agreement. We've never made the agreement. We discussed it.
No, on Monday we made the agreement.
Negotiations began on Monday.
Yeah, negotiations began. We're still talking about it now. We're negotiating right now.
Lewis, you're being a lady. I understand. You're going to lose this bet, so I understand you trying to find ways to slide out of it. So slide out of it if you want. It's fine.
I'm going to slide into your butt with that gun if you make it 22 points.
20.
22. Let's go.
20 points, dude.
Okay. You obviously don't have that much confidence.
No, it's a shame. It would have been a great fight for the fans.
I've showed utmost confidence, actually. You're showing no confidence. You're begging for extra points when you're already being spotted 20. That's me 22. Going, hey, dude, I'm tying both my hands behind my back. And you go, and your foot.
Well, Jay, you already showed your ass. You think you're going to beat me by 40. So
no,
I'm not
no, he didn't
for
show
30.
His ass. He broke his ass when he fell off the bed.
I fell off the bed and broke my ass.
No, he showed his ass and then I put a gun into it. I was there. Trust me.
And dude. Then I fell off the bed when I had a nightmare about it.
Jay.
Got to outrun that gun.
You told me that you actually can beat me by 40 points, so I'm giving up 18 points on this, and I asked for 25. I'm making concessions. So you, this is where you showed your ass. You were way too fucking confident. You came to me. You're like, oh, I'm going to really beat you by 40. I just want to make it a guarantee.
I didn't say that. You're putting a little bit of a voice on that.
All right. I gave you a little bit of a Crash Bandicoot confidence.
I'm sure I do everything good. Body all the time with my chin out high. Fuck them all. Fuck them by. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Make a dollar. Make it work. What's up, yo?
Let's move on.
We're never going to.
I want to move on to making video games racist. That's what's been in my head for the past 5 minutes.
We just opened with a half hour of negotiating about this that never ends up happening. That is quite a way to start a show.
It's not Lewis. He's being unreasonable.
I'll be unreasonable. I'm still giving up a lot here because
Alex
believe-
suggests we let the audience vote whether it should be 20 or 22 on a Twitter poll.
What are you giving up?
How about we respect the results of the poll? It's only 2 points, guys.
Yeah, but they have to hear the. This can't come out.
Can I tell you Jay's problem? This is the reality. Okay, he doesn't even care about the 2 points. He thinks he can beat me by 40. He doesn't want to lose even this round to me. He feels like the negotiation round is
a
psychological.
No, but it's you two. No one cares about the 2 points. You're both just being stubborn assholes, and you're not going to give in to the other one at this point.
No. He's guilty of this, not me. It's psychological warfare, and I'm okay. I'm not gonna
let
him.
This, how about this? So Dave said 21. I'll beat you by 21 points at least.
That is the compromise position, Lewis.
So now,
see, now
getting,
if you don't accept
that's
it,
me
Lewis,
giving 100% concessions to your none.
And you say that I'm giving concessions.
You made none.
Well, I guess we're right here again.
What do you know what concessions mean? What
I just think Lewis doesn't want to do this bet.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's running away from
the guy. And you also have to punch
yourself.
Yo,
Dave, I didn't see it until you said it. When you said it, now I see it. I go, oh, he's just scared. He goes, no, but let's also not forget, wouldn't the best time to do this be in Mustache November?
Yeah. 20.
Say the word concessions 12 times fast.
22 points.
All right, Lewis.
I wanted 25.
I'm side with Jay now.
Thank you.
Side with Dave. All side with Jay. Like, it doesn't matter. You're not negotiating.
It's all falling apart.
No, it's not all falling apart. Let me tell you something. It's one more point. You're not losing anything here, Jay.
Two more points.
It's one more point than you've agreed.
It's two
to
more. It's two points of concession, though.
And he came down and met you in the middle. I think you got to do 21 points, Lewis.
He meet me in the middle. I asked for 25, and then I dropped to 22 because he wouldn't meet me in the middle.
Yeah, you dropped too close, too quick. That was bad negotiating.
Jason?
I wouldn't make the bet on 25. No, it's 21. 21, I said. Jason, so you're refusing. You're asking for a concession. I'm making a deal, and you're bailing. You don't want this deal. Everyone sees it. They see bitch in your heart, and they see what you're doing. No, they see it.
You're not
going to
use
it. It's crazy what you're doing.
Let's not do it.
Bet's
I'm
on
not
you.
Your daughter. You can't gaslight me into fucking.
I'm trying to be neutral here, okay? Big J, or as we called him in high school, the concession maker, has made several concessions.
The big concession?
The big concession.
The concessional.
Lewis, he's making more concessions than you. He's got you beat on concessions.
Oh, well, is it a concession competition? Or are we fucking playing
Ooh,
basketball?
Loser of the concession competition takes a gun
to the ass.
I mean, what are we doing here?
More concessions.
This is the thing. Lewis, I'm beating you by like 7 concessions.
So, yeah, this is the problem. You're too
focused. Jay, you got to beat him by 21 concessions.
you're too focused on the concessions here, and you're not focused enough on getting the deal done. I'll say right now, Dave, he says yes to 22 points right now. He goes, fine, let's do it. It's a done deal. 1 month from today, we're playing fucking 2K, and Jay will get a gun up his butt. But if he's afraid of that, the whole 40 point bullshit that he tried to do to get in my head, if he really believes it, this wouldn't be an issue. I have to learn.
Jay, you've made a lot of concessions. Will one more concession keep you up at night, or do you want to take this deal right now?
How many concessions can one man take, Dave? Whole life's a bunch of goddamn concessions.
So look, my hand is out. My hand has reached out for you, my friend. I'll do it right now. You say 22 points, we have a game. There's
shake
a game
my hand in front of this capacity crowd.
No, there's got to be more definites now.
What do you mean?
You can't use an all-star team, then.
I won't use an all-star team. We'll play at the level that's necessary all-star. To play it. We'll play at all-star, but I won't use an all-star team.
22 points, all-star, not an all-star 22 team.
Points. Fine, yeah, 22 points.
Oh! 22 points, we got a bet, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. Why are you two doing this? It makes no sense. One of you's going to have to do this again.
Dave. The fans win no matter what. Gun in the butt happens.
Dave.
True.
Yeah. There's no NBA team that's not going to have to put in a bench at some point that Lewis is going to have no idea what to do with.
That's true.
We got to play like simulation.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know that. 28 points.
Nope. We already shook a duck.
We did shake. We did, we did do a virtual handshake through the air.
Virtual.
It does work.
Yeah. There it is. Walked in.
Yeah. Damn,
dude, you were really hoping I wouldn't have conceded.
I want to concede part of concession.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't even know anymore. Anyway.
You know,
I am playing. I'm playing a lot of video games now. It rules. You know, I was just thinking about like playing video games on Twitch is really difficult because you can't be racist or like sexist or any things you want to do. All your instincts.
Is that like, then do me a favor, dude. Don't play NBA on Twitch.
No. You can't, Jay. You can't call the players the N-word. You're not allowed to.
That was a joke.
But I'm saying don't on my Twitch.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? I would be using. I wouldn't use the ER. I'd be using the A because I'm so excited these guys are doing that to you.
That's so, Jay. You could take down Lewis's Twitch stream as well. As beat him at
I don't know how that works because I almost feel like that hat would happen too often. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
I'm going to do it in your voice though, no matter what.
No. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to Jeff Dunham your ass right off of Twitch.
Well, no, I'm just using like a Southern slave owner voice the whole time.
I'll say.
Yeah, they're my slaves that will be playing for me. But yeah, no, you can't do any. You can't say any racist shit. You can't. You'll get kicked off Twitch.
I assume, of course.
Yeah, it keeps you very, very honest.
Weren't people getting away with nudity though, for a while? Wasn't a thing. They were like, because like, I thought girls were going on Twitch, and then sort of doing like naked shit. So it's like sliding it in there. It's like making.
No, I don't think they were naked. I think they were like in their bikini in a hot tub, shit like that. Like a hot tub Twitch stream. That's like a thing that I think chicks do. Or maybe they were naked. I don't know.
Bathing suits probably says.
Yeah. Yeah, bathing suit is pretty hot, but
boo.
Yeah, but then it started making me think about what because there's a lot of like in Warzone, there's a lot of like black and like Arab looking characters, and every time you get killed by one, like your instinct is to just
let it fly.
But then it made me start thinking of what if all video games were black. Like the Super Mario Brothers were actually brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
Are you doing mad 90s comedy?
Yeah. instead of plumbers, stole people's hubcaps.
What if all video games were black? I think it might sound a little something like this. Guys, hey. What if all video games were black?
What if Sonic the Hedgehog was black?
He might be.
Instead of a hedgehog, he was a criminal.
I mean, he was pretty like slick. He was pretty slick.
He was fast. He was fast. Really he was fast. Stealing gold coins.
Constantly stealing coins.
He was pissing off an old white guy.
That's hilarious.
Guys, what if Tetris was black?
I mean, that $4 straight one is.
It's all just the four box ones.
The line. Yeah. It's just those nonstop lines coming down.
Black Tetris. It's like, this is the easiest game I've ever played.
Yeah. Just lines and asses. The music would be better. Okay, Tetris music does suck.
Yeah. Street Fighter had a black character, right?
Who was the black character in Street
Fighter? Balrog.
No, there was, is that what his name was?
He looked like Mike Tyson, yeah.
The boxer, yeah.
Oh, Balrog.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did he only have like one glove on?
Yes, one glove, right?
No, he had two gloves.
Oh, that was the guy. That was the guy.
Art Zimmerman in the UFC. Yes, <that's right. laughs> You're thinking of a real person.
What a ridiculous way to go into a fight. He just chose, I'm going to have one boxing
glove. One of my fists is going to be softer.
One free hand. And then.
Well, he was like, oh, he's like, my punch is so hard, I don't want to break my knuckles on this guy's head and put myself out of the tournament. Which, to be honest with you,
all it takes, if you're not thinking about real fighting, which they had never done before, but it's like, I have one glove and one free hand, so I can punch as hard as I want and still have one free hand. And then someone just grabs your free hand and you're like, oh no, all I have is this glove.
Oh, shit. All I can do is paw at him.
Dude, when I fucking fought at the Ellis Mania on the floating things,
yeah,
we did the blindfolded thing. I'm blindfolded wearing headgear with gloves and I fell in the water.
I thought you were going to die.
I almost drowned. It was ridiculous. Trying to swim in boxing gloves, what you don't realize, you're like, oh, it won't be that hard. Like, they're going to be like paddles. What they immediately do is they immediately absorb all the water.
And they're heavy as shit. And they're pulling you to the ground. They're pulling you to the seafloor.
Some men box on your hands. Dude. And you're blindfolded with headgear.
Lewis goes down. Lewis goes so down much. So deep that fish with the light on it showed up. Oh no. I'm too deep.
Zach and Miko fish.
I honestly think I would rather just get like fucked up in a fight than be in the water with headgear and blindfolded with gloves on. That fucks with whatever my claustrophobia sense or whatever is. That's a nightmare to me.
No, it's worse than you think. Because you're like,
they're
doing this. There's like 12 of us doing it. Like, somebody had to have tested this theory out. It was dangerous. Like, multiple people are like, hand me like a broomstick to pull me closer to them.
You're like, I can't grab onto it.
I'm screaming help. Shane Carwin has to pull me out of the water.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Drowning, the worst way to go.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is I Trust Capital. I know a lot of people, Lewis, including you, are in the crypto market. A lot of people are buying precious metals because, you know, there's so much inflation. People trying to make some money, protect their money. I've been stealing copper out of
houses.
Jay's got his own way to do it. I recommend crypto or precious metals personally. But did you know that if you invest your cryptocurrency through your retirement account, you can do it with iTrust Capital. You can buy and sell cryptocurrencies in a crypto IRA and get the same tax advantages of a traditional IRA.
What type of tax advantages does a traditional IRA give you, Dave?
Better ones.
Wow.
You pay less taxes.
Love
it. iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over 24 of the most popular cryptocurrencies. And unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use, and it only takes a few minutes to create your own account. Setting up an IRA is free, and iTrust fees are incredibly low. It's time to start taking control of your financial future. With iTrust Capital, you can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Join the tens of thousands of people who are already investing in cryptocurrencies using their retirement accounts. And as a special offer to our listeners, iTrust Capital is giving a $100 funding reward when you sign up at iTrust Capital/LOS. With iTrust Capital, you get tax-free trading, no sign-up fees, no monthly fees, institutional cold storage security, and now $100. Start investing with iTrust Capital today at iTrustCapital/LOS.
Yeah, right now I'm looking at Trustpilot. They have all great reviews. 75% of the reviews are in the excellent category. And this is really cool. I'm going to start using iTrust Capital. I've been doing crypto for a little while now, about a year, and it's been a great experience. And this is a great way. If I can save money on taxes, let me tell you something, baby boy. Anything to save money on taxes. This is great. Taxation is theft. Dave Smith for president.
Hell yeah, Lewis.
I trust capital. itrust.capital/LOS now.
I was here. Let's get back into it.
What if Super Mario, what if Mario Kart 64 was black?
Is it right? Is it not?
Well, a lot of banana peels falling out of those cards, if you know what I'm saying.
Woo, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, what Lewis if Donkey J. Kong Gomez was black? Does every video game out there.
What if Donkey Kong was black?
What it is. Guys, what if Contra was black? Two black guys just shooting? Nuts. Cops probably would have shot them before they killed the mother brain. What if Double Dragon was black and made much more sense?
I used to love Double Dragon.
God damn, that was the only thing I would like to go to the dentist for. He had Double Dragon.
Yeah, that would for be great
free.
Way to get
kids to, free what, Double Dragon.
What a great way to get the kids to the dentist.
Yeah, free video games. You didn't have to put a quarter in either. You just pushed the button. It was mind-blowing to everybody that was even possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Ms. Pac-Man was black? Pac-Man.
Judging by the size of her, I always thought Pac-Man was black.
Yeah. Ms. Pac-Man, she's like, oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Ooh, these white boys don't get me.
Cherries. I love me some cherries.
Chomp, 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 chomp. And he goes, all right, Tom, you got to go. This is the one chance you have to go eat the ghost. She goes, ooh, I'm tired. Ankle swole.
This Pac-Man's been black this whole time.
The whole time. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Pull up Miss Pac-Man. I want to see some of her play. I want to see some gameplay of Miss Pac-Man. It changes the game when you realize she's black.
Totally.
You know? Pac-Man's just fucking into big black chicks. Look at her.
Whatever.
Look at her.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bitch ass ghost niggas.
Yeah, got your balls in my hands. Oh, geez, so fast. Oh, what's that? Is she a crown? Is she a queen now?
They're all queens, Jay.
Yas queen. That's fast, Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, all right.
It's too fast to be funny, too.
I know, yeah. She would have a little more saunter.
Yeah, really? What is this?
Yeah, pull up the cover again. Pull up different pictures with Miss Pac-Man.
Flo-Jo.
Is there a cartoon? Is there a Miss Pac-Man cartoon? Put it on without the
You know what's funny? I was gonna say I don't think there was ever a Pac. What they were gonna make a Pac-Man cartoon?
Definitely.
I think they did make.
Yeah, there was definitely a Pac-Man cartoon.
I remember Miss Pac-Man being in a cartoon at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in the '80s. Here, I'll share it to you.
Oh,
yeah,
please give me a trailer.
Put no sound on though.
No sound.
Yeah.
Oh geez!
Oh, look at that little half black.
What the fuck is this kid's deal?
Oh, that's Pac-Man. He's racist. God damn!
Damn, I mean, what an easy thing to draw.
Yeah, or actually, give us some volume because I want to know what it was like.
Packy, aren't you done shaving yet?
She's a whore.
Just rinsing off.
Oh,
Packy, there's shit water everywhere.
Are these your turds?
Dude, if that happened in my house and there was a bunch of spooks in the neighborhood, look out. If that happened in my house.
He just made one retarded. That would be a problem now. Isn't that funny?
Is he retarded, though, or no?
Oh, yeah. Look at him.
He's just goofy. He's silly.
Oh, he's hanging out. That one's Hispanic. That's Lewis Pac-Man.
That
really is
Pac-Lewis. Hey, Jay, I'll be right over.
Pac-Lewis.
That was Jay Pac-Man.
That's Pac-J Gomez.
That was Big Pac Ogerson and Chris Pac.
Pac-J Gomez.
All right, you can play some volume. It's fine. We can hear it. Let's hear it. I'm getting jumped.
All the ladies.
Let's go. Let's take his tacos. Thanks for the enchilada, yeah. Spick.
I can't believe those ghosts came over here and took my food. Oh, the clan.
It's about to
here they are.
Hey, what happened to Pete?
He got his head caught in a chopping machine. I mean washing machine.
That's right. Where is new plumber's help?
This
We're going to fuck your dog with these plungers.
This was an effortless cartoon. What is this?
There's no, look, there's no background. Look, what are they doing?
That's what I'm saying. It was just like...
Like, all right, we got an idea for a cartoon. The budget, $17.
I mean, legit. I like it.
Damn. Is there a Dave Pac-Man?
That's what I could kind of keep waiting for.
I really want it to happen.
You can't make a thin pack.
That's impossible.
It is tough.
It's a big dick thin Pac-Man. It's like, I can't even.
I wish. Right? I wish. Anyway.
Why are they afraid of Miss Pac-Man, but not Pac-Man?
Because, oh, this bitch gets pregnant if you jerk off near.
Oh, she smells like fish.
They won't mind if we have a snack, right?
Oh, the pellets.
Oh, those are power pellets. Oh, it's like drugs. Oh, this show sucks.
You know, I don't know if you ever played Pac-Man and really thought to yourself, there's a show here.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You beat the second level and you go, this is
the show. this character is just...
Oh, they write themselves.
Well, you know what? Because back in the 80s, like, you had to like use your imagination. Like Pitfall, when I played Pitfall as a kid on Atari, because I had Atari 2600, when I played Pitfall, like, I was in the adventure. Like, I was imagining being in the jungle, swinging through vines, jumping on alligator heads. Like, it was just the best you had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could put, it was like suspension of disbelief or whatever they say, right? And it's like, I think, like, back then in the 80s, Pac-Man was like an iconic kind of like character and shape. And like, I think
people already know it.
Yeah, but you did sort of like, you were like, these fucking ghosts are coming after me. You can get into it way more now. And when looking back at it now, when you're like playing video games today, which are like fucking nuts. Yeah, it just seems like just shapes moving. But like, I don't know. Like, I think you had to emotionally like kind of get there. And
oh, I said thinking for me.
I said, where video games are, we should be ashamed that where cancer still is. Yeah. Like, video games are, the technology is so fucking like advanced.
No, they're both right where they should be.
What if Super Metroid was black? Now, hear me out. His robot body doesn't really work. It's like an old jalopy.
It's a beater.
Yeah,
it is my beater, Metroid. I've been through some shit. I sold a few pieces.
It's got different colored pieces. Like, the arms are different color than the legs.
I'll tell you what, Mother Brain doesn't show up constantly, but I'll tell you what, that child support payment does. Yeah.
What if Frogger was black?
Isn't he?
Well, that's how black kids act in the city. They just walk right in front of traffic. Are you fucking human Froggers?
That is.
Well, dude, I spelled it wrong.
It's such a weird... That's a weirder, unspoken, unnecessary aggression, more than the... When two people are turning in cars and two guys, like, just catch eyes and for some reason, like, stare each other down almost aggressively when they've done nothing in each other's lives at all.
Just late... I want to stay on this topic, but I just thought of a late joke that I'll forget. What if Frogger was black? They would call it Frogga. Anyway, good. Sorry.
shit, that's your closer, bro. Because I'm stoned.
Yeah, no, you were saying how like it's such like a weird flex when people like just walk into traffic.
Yeah, when they do it and like just stare you down, like they're like, "What, dude? I'm gonna walk super slow." Like, they don't pick up the speed. I said it before. Anybody walking in front of a car, kind of like last minute when they shouldn't be, if you just, you don't even have to walk fast. Pump your arms like you are, like. Put like you're putting the effort.
No, that's
like,
the difference. Not, that's the difference up. Between respect and disrespect. You just pretend. You don't even move at a faster speed. You just do a little. I'm getting there. Yep. Yeah. It's just an acknowledgement of like, yep, I'm wrong. You're right.
I'm guilty of it, and I'm sure you are too, Jay. Dave, you're getting more mature than either of us, but you're still guilty of there's weird little like alpha moves, like where like some dude will like make eye contact with you and neither one of you like want to break for some reason. Like,
yeah,
you don't want to be like the person to get bitched. This happened to me the other day in traffic. I was trying to turn into a lane, right? And it was a little bit, the guy was kind of close, but I had to get over because I was leaving. I was exiting soon. So I kind of squeezed in, you know, a little close for comfort. You know, it is what it is. I recently got into an accident doing the exact same thing, but whatever. So
got to do it again.
I did it. But this guy, like, just who cares? But just, like, what a psychopath. Just dangerously pulled into the next lane, came up and came around me to be in front of me, like to cut me off, to let me know that I'm not going to be ahead of him on the road. But it was just such a crazy moment. But in a weird way, I got it because I had to stop myself from doing it back to him.
And then you looked, like, you looked in the other car and it was you in that car. You go, oh my God, I'm outside of myself, watching myself.
Imagine, if you will, a man wound up unnecessarily in traffic. The person he's fighting for position most is himself.
He goes, oh my God, this guy's totally crazy, but I get it. Who is that guy? It's me.
Luis J. Gomez in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
No, those alpha moves, like, I, even when I've been involved in them, I, like, end up laughing seconds later because you're just like, what is this thing? I have no problem with this guy. But, like, he looked at me, and I looked, and we were just like, it felt like he had a problem with me. So I'm like, yeah, well, now I'm, like, kind of, like, frowning and looking him up. And you know what I mean? Like, it's the weird. It always happens in, like, car. For some reason, I feel to see that in cars happen, like, car to car. Just a guy looking at you. It's like, what, motherfucker? You're like, why are we doing this at all? I don't know.
No. Why are we in a thing right now?
Why are we in any sort of a thing?
Like, if I had a crossbow, I would fire it into your window right now, sir. Please stop. I don't know why I want to kill you, but I would. Thank God I don't have a crossbow.
I don't know why you are my sworn enemy.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. Like, me and this guy are just fucking not it, man. We are not getting along. Natural enemies.
Yeah, dude. I can't.
Same guy,
I,
exactly. You're like, what are the odds of, like, that being, like, later, if that guy happens to be someone, like, you know, your friend brings over, and he's, like, an awesome guy, you're like, huh, I wonder why we just had that thing for no reason.
In a mood, you were in a mood.
Our first instinct was to just be like, fuck you.
I used to try to make a joke about that on stage. It's like you have that moment with a dude, like you lock eyes and you're fucking like, you're like in a weird fucking thing with a dude. Yeah. But if it's with a chick, that's just like love at first sight. Like, like
you fall into the really exact is the same moment. Energy.
But it's just when it, for some reason with a dude, you're like, no, it'd dude, funny. I'm looking for love at first sight with some bitch right now.
It'd be you're fun. In my fucking. Yeah, you're the god. You got in the way, man. I put all my energy. And now it's just you and him, like, by the way, it's like the confusion, like, it's just you and him, like, gritting at each other, but all the world around you disappears and you're just like stars around you. You're having the love at first sight background happen, but you're still fucking eyeing each other. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Oh, that really was a great idea for a bit, Lewis, but it never hit like your what if this video game was black chunk.
I mean, my what if this video game black thing is going to crush.
People, have you thought about this? Could you imagine how different these things would be?
Have you heard about this? N64? What if N64 was black? Would never work.
It really was. Dude, there was.
What if you got black guys to work the same way you got the N64 to work? You got a blow inside of them?
Oh.
I mean, Kevin, am I right?
You guys send it over to your band. Kevin, am I right about this? Have you read this, Kevin?
Dude, there was an entire industry of like mid-level black comics who were sustained by the like black people do it like this.
Oh yeah.
Like it was just there were hundreds of comedians who made mid-level careers off just relying on like white people do it like this, but black folks do it like this.
It was a fun time. Awesome, like this. Lewis, with your background over there and your desk and everything, you should do at least like a one-off like mock it's like your voice and energy doing like monologue, late night monologue.
Sure.
Have you heard about this? You guys seen this in the papers?
I do really like the way Lewis's background looks.
Yeah, thanks, it's great.
I think it's great.
I got this.
The skin.
Yeah, alligator the snake skin. Well, it's alligator skin, but I say it's snake skin.
Oh, snake skin.
Yeah. Real quick, let's do plugs. We have a few more stories here that I want to get to that are pretty funny.
My Nintendo controller in your butt.
I wanted to get your guys' reaction to the Chappelle and Patton Oswalt thing, which is kind of funny. And then a couple other things that are going on, including more fart in the jar news, which we have to get to. But
more what?
More fart in the jar news.
Oh, yeah.
Once you discover that scene, there's just always something new happening.
Yeah, well, it was a short-lived scene, I'll tell you that much. So, plugs. Dave, you go first.
Sure. Well, I am one half of the brand new podcast, Sweeping the Nation, taking over everything in its path. Yo MMA Rap, me and Lewis, our new weekly MMA podcast. You can get that here at gasdigitalnetwork.com every Monday, and then the next day everywhere you get podcasts. And we're putting them up on Lewis's YouTube channel. Right? It's on your YouTube channel.
It's out right now. Yeah. First episode is out right now. And the second one will be Monday at 6. It was great. People love it. So thank you very much for the support.
All right. The January 13th and 14th next week, I'm going to be in Boston right before the vaccine requirements go into effect. So everyone's welcome to come at the White Bull Tavern and Comedy Club. Two stand-up shows, one live, Part of the Problem. Go get those. There's still a few tickets left for the stand-up shows. Go grab some of those. It's going to be a lot of fun. Robbie the Fire Bernstein opening for me and BK Chris hosting. We're gonna have some fun up in Boston. And then I got a bunch more stuff coming up in the next few months. I'll be the next 2 days, January 15th and 16th, I will be out in wherever I'm going after that shit. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me. I got a bunch of other stuff coming up. I'll tweet all the links out. Go check me out. I'm going to be out on the road for the next few months. Part of the Problem. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Check out Real Ass Podcast here on the network. Obviously, you know, I wrap myself and Dave. Subscribe at Gas Digital if you guys love Legion of Skanks. If you guys want more than the latest 20 episodes that are available out on YouTube and iTunes and everywhere, the entire Unamended Library, over 600 episodes of this show, plus all of the other shows on the network, all in one place, ad-free and uncensored. All in one place, just use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month on the premium service. I have some live dates coming up. I'm going to be next weekend, Lexington, Kentucky, the 13th or the 15th of January. Funny Boat Hartford, the 21st and 22nd. That'll be with Zach Amico on those dates. And then the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts on the 19th of February, also with Zach Amico. Comics at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, the 24th through the 26th of February. And then the EMAS Theater in EMAS, Pennsylvania on the 11th of March. Lots more dates coming up. Chicago, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Glens Falls, New York, Albany, Providence, Rhode Island, San Diego, California, San Francisco, all those dates and more, all before June. It's all happening before June. Hold on. We just got to get another one, actually, that I should fucking... Okay, Comedy Club of Kansas City. Oh, that's way later. All right. So, yeah, guys, grab those tickets, lewisofskanks.com, for all of those shows. Most of them are up at this point. We just updated the website, so you can grab tickets for any of those. But come and fucking support, because I'm back on the road, and I'm very, very excited.
Yo, bigjcomedy.com. For all my dates, a bunch of stuff coming up right now. I believe I'm in Jacksonville when you're listening to this. And then next weekend, Nashville Zanies, end of the month, Milwaukee Improv. First time being in Milwaukee, so come check that out. And then go check out my calendar. I'm all over the place this year. So check me out. Coming to a city near you. SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. The Bonfire, 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. And yeah, watch my specials and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God, I'm dealing with some shit at home right now.
What? Bitch ain't getting your coffee.
Babe, can I get a coffee? Thank you, Jay, for reminding me that I could use a coffee.
Straighten this shit out. What's going on?
So my girlfriend's mother, New Jersey was like iced over today. Like this morning, I couldn't even bring James to school because the roads were so icy.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Real Ass Podcast. It was a pretty lazy day of just hanging in Jersey. And while her mother was going to walk the dogs today, she slipped and... fell down her stairs.
Oh, and it was hilarious.
That's so funny.
How
old is she?
Yeah, like 60. She's concussed. She had a concussion. But like because there were so many accidents in Jersey, because it was like crazy. The ambulance could come. She's going to hear this and be mad. Not her mom. She's in the ICU. So
she's going to hear this and not understand the words being spoken.
No, we met her mom too.
No, so
but James too.
Her mother fell. Yeah, she fell, and so she hit her head. So she got a concussion, and it took like the ambulance an hour to get there because they were like busy ice, with like
the roads,
and the roads were icy, and they were busy with like accidents. It was just like crazy, and you know they were just like hang tight, mess. It wasn't like she was like shot. She was fucking so.
So this is making me angry. So
now she's going to come deliver your coffee right when you're whisper telling the story about
no,
the mother.
No, no, this is crazy.
You got to live what you guys know.
Almost. She goes, she after she gets back from the doctor, she's like, oh, I shouldn't be alone. I have a concussion. So so she's like, oh, can my mom come spend the night? I'm like, of course your mom can come spend the night. They're like, you know,
she spend the night for 3 months.
No, no, she's like, can mom come spend the night? So I was like, of course. Now in my mind, I'm still going like, oh, I don't really want your mom spending the night because, like, you know,
it's fuck night.
Half the benefit of being with a hot chick is that I get to bang her, you know. Right. But anyway, I was like,
to bang her while her mom is concussed in the next room.
Oh,
ouch! Oh, I think memories are falling out. Clack, 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 clack. Take it, you whore! Take it, you slutty whore! Let's all your mom here.
Thanks, babe.
Make sure you don't fall asleep, Mrs. Cuomo.
Hey, Mama Cuomo, you hear me breaking your daughter in half last night?
Oh, please.
Oh,
give me some Tylenol.
He was like, my eyes are going to explode.
Is that the extent of the story, Lewis, that she's going to crash with you and you don't want her to?
No.
And that's it.
I didn't tell her that I didn't want her to. I said, sure, of course. I was like, of course.
Of course.
I would never say that your mom couldn't come here.
Yeah.
But her mom's got 3 fucking little dogs. So she's like, oh, but my mom has to bring her dogs. So then I was like, well, why don't you just go there? Why don't you just go to her house, you know, and stay there? And now I guess her mom said, because she's going to be doing a gig tonight at Uncle Vinny's, she doesn't want to be alone. So now she wants to bring all of her dogs so I can babysit everybody, including the dogs.
Or she's going to go to a show and just you and Natalie's mom and dogs.
Her concussed mom. I'm not even fucking. I'm just sitting there.
Well, Natalie's out opening for Florentine on the road, and Lewis has just sit there with the dogs and the mom.
All right, that was a fun movie, Mrs. Cuomo. I'm gonna go blue chew up so I can be rock hard by the time your baby walks through the door.
Am I being an asshole? Because it's fucking 3 dogs.
No, here's the thing: you're not being
3 dogs.
You're not being an asshole. You're being honest. And it's just like, but you're going to do the right thing. Doesn't matter. That's the people. That's what I'm saying. Like, but I know exactly how you feel. Exactly
3 dogs. How you feel. I have new furniture. I have like a nice house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's psyched about this story.
Dogs. Fuck. I'm not a dog guy. I don't even like her dog.
You had a dog for years. It was your only friend.
No, let me explain to you something.
But you bailed on him quick.
Jay or Dave, let me explain to you. All right. So we came back here, right? Remind me to tell you before we leave what happened when I got on the car this morning with the icy roads and James. It's pretty fucking funny. But when we came back here, we had one night. Beatrice was like, before we switched houses, mm-hmm. Beatrice was like, oh, you have to keep Sport this one night, right? So Sport and Rory, the dog Natalie has, they had to like hang out this one night, and it was really sweet. Like Sport and this dog were getting along, and Sport got like almost like a little like youthful energy to him because he had this other dog around. And it was just sweet. Sport slept in the bed with us, and he was just such a, you know, it was such a cute like experience. It like really brought me back. It was emotional. So I told Beatrice this, and she was like, well, if you want, you can keep him. And I was like, absolutely fucking not. Get that dog out of my house right now. And I love that dog. And that's how much I didn't want another dog in my house for even one night.
Dude. Sport looks horrible.
Does he really?
Dude, I mean,
I haven't seen him in
it was
forever.
Jarring. In my mind, I was like, oh, they got another dog. Is that the same kind of dog as Sport? By the way, Sport is 17 inches smaller than he was.
Yeah, he's old.
Crazy.
His bones have shrunk.
It's nuts.
Really?
And he's got like a milky eye. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Aw.
He just shits himself. The same dog. Remember, you'd be like, it's the best trained dog ever. Sport! Stop! Stop!
Come home!
Sport couldn't do that at all. You could leave the front door wide open, and Sport would be like, the outside is so cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I can't imagine Sport not bouncing off the walls.
No. He'll come up to you now. His version of that is he'll just kind of put his head next to you, and like you could almost hear him say, kill me.
Yeah. I thought he still got the energy. He thinks he has the energy. He goes, bring it on, you pussy. I I'm not afraid of you, you cocksucker. I still got it. You think you're going to take an old man, do you?
Jeez.
Oh, I'm a big dog still. Always have been, always will be.
You're lucky I don't kill your ass. Put him up, you fucking homo.
I liked dogs before I had kids.
Yeah.
And the only reason I would ever have one again would be for them, but it would have to be once they can do some of the taking care of it. It's just not, I just don't need another thing.
Yeah. And then they can't really do all of it. And you're ridiculous to expect that of them. So, you know,
come on, so you're three. A lot of it.
I mean, you know, like I don't do any taking care of this dog. Once in a while, I'll open the back door and let him just go out back.
But he lives
he'll never come back.
You have a dog living.
No, he lives with me, but he's not my dog. It's Natalie's dog that lives with us. Like, this is how I know I cannot love another woman's child.
It's the same way with treats Natalie's kids.
I won't even feed this dog. I'm like, yeah, it's not mine. Sorry.
You go, oh, Lewis, you have a daughter?
No, Natalie has a daughter that lives with us. You're not my daughter, Natalie's daughter.
Hey, Natalie's daughter, could you pass me my keys?
You should fall in love with Natalie's mom to really become her stepfather.
What if it's something you didn't plan and it just happens? It's
pretty cool, actually. I mean, clumsy as all hell.
This morning when we got to leave, we got up at like 7 o'clock in the morning to go drive James to school because he still goes to school in the city. So I go down, I get in the car before I even get in the car, the car's covered in ice, right? It was like Jersey was like iced over last night, like freezing rain. And because my car's in the shop, I didn't have a scraper. And because Natalie's retarded, she doesn't have a scraper. She just has never bought a scraper. So I had to do the old like credit card trick. So I, spent a good 10 minutes scraping out all of my windows with a credit card, right? Big, thick chunks of ice.
Destroying your credit card.
It was an old one.
Okay.
So then me and James go get in the car. And I back down the driveway. And as I'm coming to the end of the driveway, I hit the brakes. And
you keep going.
The brake pads, I feel the brake pads like clamp, but they don't stop the car. It just goes and slides. And there's this crunching sound. And I was like, holy shit, my brake pads are covered in ice. Like, this is why I've never even heard of anything like this. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, that was weird. So I go down to the street and I start driving very slow and I can't I can't gain any momentum. And I was like, oh, all my tires are covered in ice. I think literally my tires and brake pads are just covered in ice completely. And I'm saying to James, I'm like, James, I got to drive really slow. This is crazy. I don't know what's wrong with the car. We got to take Natalie's car. My tires are covered in ice. And he goes, Dad, I think the streets are covered in ice. Not your tires.
No, that was the moment he passed you.
Huh? Yeah, it was this morning. It was the first day that he genuinely just realized his dad's a fucking retard. And thought that I had ice blocks on my tires. He's like, Dad, maybe the more practical.
James, get under the car with your little body and you could probably warm up. Hey, James. Phone flashlight to heat up the ice on the pads.
James, I was just washing my hands and Daddy realized his hands are made of water. Everything started feeling like water.
My hands are made of water.
It was like, and there was no getting around it. Like, I looked at him, I was like, oh, wow, you're realizing that I'm dumb.
It could be either or both.
Oh, good, James. You passed my test. Of course, tires couldn't be covered in ice.
dummy check. Idiot test. You passed, bud.
Lewis was going to switch cars to deal with the icy roads.
Let's see if the roads are icy in this car.
So I'm shopping for a new car. Do any of these have warmed brake pads? Do you have like brake pad froster?
Oh shit. Did you want to touch on this Patton Oswalt Dave Chappelle thing real quick?
They took a picture together, then Patton Oswalt apologized for it or whatever, or justified it.
Yeah, so I guess he did a show with Dave Chappelle, and then...
Well, he was doing He was doing a show in the same town and said that Chappelle texted him to come over to his show and he went on before Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Okay, yeah. So finish a set and whatever place, and I got a text from Dave Chappelle, come over to the arena he's performing in next door and do a guest set. Why not? I wave goodbye to this hell of a year with the genius I started comedy with 34 years ago. He works in arena like he's talking to one person and charming their skin off. Anyway, I ended the year with a friend and a deep laugh. Can't ask for much more. And then people, I guess, started being pissed off.
Well, they're just that, like, how can you like Dave Chappelle?
Because of his views on trans people, which, by the way, like, the views on trans people, Dave Chappelle doesn't really have. Could he say it any more clearly? He's like, I don't give a shit. He was like, I'm just not going to tiptoe around them because it's fucking and then stupid.
I think we all get it. Like, then they keep almost making him talk about it more and more.
Right. Of course.
Because they keep giving him so much shit that he's like, no, I'm not going to fucking capitulate. And I think he's just
like, no, I'm not going
to
not talk about it. Yeah. I think he's just like, he's digging his heels in because why not? He's a fucking bazillionaire. And he even said, no bosses.
Is so jack offy, man. Really.
Wait, he posted this picture? That's hilarious.
Yes. Oh, geez. Maybe forgive.
Don't pull that up yet. We'll talk about it in a second.
But I think Chappelle's whole thing is just that he's like, it's objectively funny. Like, it's also just a funny like thing. Like, even if you'd be like, okay, there is this man who's really living in a woman's body or something like that. It's like, that's pretty funny. Doesn't mean you hate that person. But that's hilarious.
Yeah. He's got tits. That's fucking hilarious.
Sorry. That's how shit works.
Sorry. He has big, beautiful breasts.
And a fat, thick dick.
Me and that guy played football together. That's hilarious.
Now we're dating.
He used to beat me in sports all the time. Now he's got a set I'd like to suck on.
Yeah, it's almost funny. Like, we've all come down. Like, even like... fucking like most dudes at this point aren't even uncomfortable to say that they jerked off to tranny porn or that they
we've come a long way as a society.
Most guys at this point will even go like, oh, that tranny's pretty cute. Like, even bigoted fucking dudes who like they're not even fucking, it's just they've done the job to the point where it's pretty fucking accepted. It's pretty damn accepted. Now, I'm not saying that there's not still room to grow there, but let's get real. It's not like
there's room to grow backward.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a pretty accepted thing, and I don't feel like Chappelle's views on it are these crazy archaic views. They're sort of just realistic views, and he just sort of like he's saying how most people kind of feel about it. You know,
it's. So what did he say about the thing? Was he justified?
So yeah, I guess Oswald, people were coming at Patton Oswalt.
But also he justifies. But if I was Dave Chappelle, I could definitely understand Dave Chappelle be like, "Fuck you, dude," because it really it's like he absolves himself and goes like he's almost going like, and I hope that he's not done growing yet and can learn the right things.
Pull up his actual statement.
That's what's bad about it.
Yeah, you want to read it, Jay? That's too many words for me.
He should have wrote nothing. I saw a friend I hadn't seen in a long time this New Year's Eve. We've known each other since we were teens. He's a fellow comedian, the funniest I've ever met. I wanted to post a pic in an IG story about it, so I did. The friend is Dave Chappelle, 34 years.
Why does he have to start it like he's telling a short story?
It's crazy. Yeah, this like should have like the, when the night has come behind it. He's refocused.
This is directed by Scorsese?
Yeah, really. He's refocused and refined ideas a lot of us took as settled about race and history and life on planet Earth and spun them around with a phrase or punchline. We've done bad and good gigs, open mics and TV tapings, but we also 100% disagree about transgender rights and representation.
Yeah, and pause
that. I support trans.
Pause that thought right there. It's like, do you 100? Are you 180 degrees other direction?
I don't know. It bugs me so much because I've had this happen to me a lot too. Where like I've just like if I've said things like, it, you know, like you'll be like, I'll say something like, well, someone has a right to like make their argument that they don't think you can change gender. Like if someone says, I don't think that's a real thing. I'm like, well, they have a right to say that, you know. And then someone will be like, oh, so you don't support trans rights? And you're like, well, what? That's your right for someone else to not be able to he's literally saying there that what Dave Chappelle doesn't support trans people having rights.
Like, when has he ever come out with, you can't just use this term and basically mean, this means we don't like agree. Like, you're basically being like, I don't like that he does jokes about this topic.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he doesn't support someone having rights.
I want you to continue it, but it's like, no, dude, if it's your boy, you go, yeah, we disagree on certain things, but who cares? If I have to agree with everybody on every topic, yeah, I wouldn't have any fucking friends.
Well, that's what
he does. That's the reality.
He does say that. It's like he just had a chunk of this. He probably should have wrote nothing, but he could have taken out such a big part of the middle of this. Because listen, I'll keep going on with it. We also 100% disagree about transgender rights and representation. I support trans people's rights, anyone's rights to live safely in the world as their fullest selves.
Does Chappelle not support that?
I don't think he doesn't agree with that. But
who doesn't support that? Like, it's this like weird thing. Like, who are you even arguing with when you make a statement like that?
There's so few people. If somebody said right now, anybody in a bar, right, if somebody said to me, or they consider us bigoted comedians and fucking Nazis and race, if somebody came to me in the bar and said, yeah, dude, we need to fucking literally exterminate transgendered people, I would think that person's a fucking sociopath, a, and I would never speak to that person again. That's a lunatic. That's a fucking app. That's the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Same guy
so
comes
much
up and goes, dude, you want to hear a great tranny joke? You're like, yes.
Yes,
I'm right. Like, yes,
goes, but it's like, then should we, after the joke, do you want to go hurt one? No.
Yeah, I don't see. No, I don't. I don't see. I mean, maybe there are really religious people. Maybe there are. And by the way,
there's people
in the hood. I'm sure like you'll get a lot more of that. You'll get fucking, you know, people in really, really poor communities. You'll get a lot more of that. But for the most
surprised part, how much that's changing too, though.
I don't know anybody who is.
But to
worth
talk about
anything.
Someone who's, yeah, but to talk about someone who's, but if they felt that way, then they shouldn't be your friend. Then you shouldn't be doing a show with them. So like, which one is it? You know what I mean? Like, you can't be like, oh, I'm doing a show with this guy. I love him. He's great. I mean, we disagree. Like, I think you shouldn't murder people, but you know, whatever, to each their own. It's like, well, no, if that's the case, then that would be over the line.
Look, I like Patton. He reached out to me after some Twitter shit, and I think Patton's a good dude. I think he like wants to be a comedian first and foremost. Sure. That's why I think he did that. But it sucks that you have to constantly bend over backwards to the woke crowd, because like you shouldn't have to fucking explain anything to anybody. You post a picture with a friend.
He's explaining, and he's like, but I'm saying the problem is like I don't think he's trying to, but he's sandbagging Chappelle by like,
of course,
yeah,
by doing his own virtue signal, just like you said, Lewis. Just be like, yeah, we don't agree on everything, but he's my friend. And but so anyway, he goes on, I'll always disagree with where he stands now on transgender issues, but I also don't believe a seeker like him is done evolving, learning. You know, someone that long, you see the struggles and changes, it's impossible to cut them off. Impossible not to be hopeful and open and cheer them on. Also, I've been carrying a lot of guilt about friends I've cut off.
Very condescending to be like, I'm going to cheer you on, Dave Chappelle, just that hopefully you'll come to the light and see
what
I think is right. Well, and not what you think.
Always,
like, it's not right or
wrong.
It starts with it
couldn't just be like, hey, me and my friends disagree, but I'm starting with the perspective that obviously I am correct and he is incorrect. So hopefully someday he comes over to my correct views. Yes, it's really very condescending.
Also, I've been carrying a lot of guilt about friends I've cut off who've had views which I couldn't agree or changed in ways I couldn't live with. Sometimes I wonder, did I and others cutting them off make them dig their heels in deeper, fuel their ignorance with a nitro boost of resentment and spite? I'm an LGBTQ ally. I am a loyal friend. There's friction in those traits that I need to reconcile myself and not let cause feels of betrayal in messaging. Because I'm a field of betrayal in anyone else. And I'm sorry, truly sorry, that I didn't consider the hurt this would cause or the depth of that hurt. I've been messaging a lot on IG today, and the back and forth has really helped guide me in the writing of this. I naively deleted a lot of posts in the comment thread, critical ones from LGBTQ writers, and shit posts by TERF anti-trans orcs looking for clicks and giggles. And I wanted a nice comment thread about the pic with my friend. Ugh, So easy to think someone else needs growth and miss the need in yourself. Gonna keep trying.
Wow.
It's just so opposite. He didn't do anything.
For doing a comedy show. And it's almost like he presents it like, it's almost like buying into this insane narrative that Dave Chappelle is like some fringe comic with these really awful views.
Or like,
that's
wait here,
me.
Wait here,
not
everybody.
Dave Chappelle.
Wait here, everybody. I know him. I'll get him.
Yeah, like I'll talk to him. You're talking about like the most beloved, respected comedian working in America.
If that whole thing is sincere, and he was like, if that whole thing is sincere, right, and he's beating himself up this much and dealing with this much of a back and forth internally and externally and spilling it out. Patton, fucking chill, dude. You're rich. You're successful. You're really funny. Somebody fucking internet trolls fucking make you fucking walk the walk. I don't get it, right? And if it's not sincere, then it's like, I don't know, dude. So like, why the virtue signal? Why the constant virtue signal? Why are you continuing the virtue signal? I just think it like, you know, being a woke comic and having that be a part of your identity. I'm not saying being woke is bad. Like if you're woke and you believe in human rights, more fucking power to you. But if that's your identity,
if you believe you're woke and believe in human rights,
if you're woke and you know,
like, Lewis just you do the same thing though. That's not the same thing. We all believe in human
look. If you're woke and you think people should be safe in this world, not constantly in danger,
you exactly know what the fuck.
Sure,
but you know.
If you want to be one of these anti-genocide comics, like, all right, more power to you.
Like, when they say turf, that means like the people who are like going like, oh, well, trans people are sort of taking away the progress of actual feminists, right? These are like feminist, like pro-feminist.
Is that the term? Yeah. I'm not sure if that's what the term means, but there is a whole school of thought like that.
Oh, I don't think that at all, because people are always like, "Is like, yeah, dude, how unfair is it to female athletes that they just come in and you know, like, it's setting female athletics back, you know?" And I was like, "Who cares about fucking female athletes?
Of all the things to try to."
You see like right wingers being like, what about the female? Like, you don't care about
the truth.
Athletes.
The thing you really cared about conserving. The conservatives are really, we have to
softball in high school.
No, I can't believe
what America was built on.
I can't believe like LeBron James' brother or something hasn't ladybugged the NBA somehow or the WNBA. Do you know what I mean?
No, like I understand.
Just a 6'10" guy out there, Juana Man. How is Juana Man that happened in real life yet?
I know.
Look, I completely understand if the like dad of a 15-year-old girl is pissed off about that shit. Because like, come on, they used to have this team and compete, and now she's getting dunked on by this dude. That I get.
Yeah.
But like the idea of that, like this is some right wing talking point. It's just the weakest way to counter the LGBT thing. Like, well, what about this?
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
It's all bullshit. The Patton Oswalt thing, like, you know, it's what I just take from people are like really mad at Patton Oswalt. Like at first his people got mad, like the woke crowd about just him doing a show with Chappelle. Then he apologized. Now all the fucking, you know, anti-woke people are like, fuck you, sell out. You fucking killed your wife, you fucking sell out.
You don't have to be mad. You don't have to be mad at him. It's just like he did it to himself there. It's like it was too much. Yeah. He like overcorrected again. He's probably gonna like Chappelle's probably like, fuck you, dude. If he's not, I'd be surprised by that, because Chappelle's like, damn, man, you made it like I think transgender people should be safe in this world. Call me crazy. I don't know what Dave's thing is. You know what I mean?
I'd be pretty annoyed by that. If a friend, someone I considered a friend, like did that, I'd be like, dude, don't like say whatever. Even I wouldn't even care if you had to like appease a mob, be like, yeah, listen, I think he's got some bad views, but he's my buddy or something. But like to be like, it'd be like, no, listen, we completely disagree when it comes to, you know, like not being able to beat trans people with a baseball bat. I'm against it. And I hope he grows.
Yeah. But you know what? I needed the guest spot.
It's a big theater.
Yeah. All right, let's do this one.
Let's do it, boys.
All right. Well, everybody, it's been another fun one. We'll catch you guys live Monday on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.